So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the innie, pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. I think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme in theaters this Friday. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You're on The Burt Show.
Let us go to the phones. Good morning, Brandon. You are on The Burt Show. Hi.
Hey, Burt. Hey, listen, I got a quick question. I know Jeff, technical Jeff, ain't there, but I just drove past a AT&T store, and mm-hmm. there are people that have been sitting out there since 6 o'clock this morning, wrapped around the building.
Mm-hmm.
I was curious what was going on.
Yeah, we're going to actually call Dutch here in about 1 second. The new iPhone comes out today,
iPhone
right?
iPhone 4, yeah.
iPhone 4 comes out
yeah,
today.
Yeah, today, because we've talked and you've seen stories about the pre-orders and the fact that the white new iPhone is the one, that's the one you want to get, but it's already sold out. But yeah, they're around the block because they're trying to get that new iPhone.
So
okay, well, thank you.
If they're waiting in line today, did they already pre-order and they just want to get it in their hands faster?
We'll talk to Dutch because that's my assumption.
I think so.
They just want to have it.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't make any sense to me, man. I guess maybe we've just been doing this job too long and we're getting up too early, that those morning hours are just too precious to me. Like, if I pre-ordered something, I'm not getting it till 11 in the morning if I know it's there. Why are you getting up at 5? Why are you standing in line for something you pre-ordered?
It's like Christmas morning.
I know.
We're assuming.
With it.
I don't know. I don't know how the process of that worked, actually.
I don't either.
Our producer Tracy is calling Dutch right now, who works here at the radio station also, and he was out there like at 5 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
to get his hands on it.
See, that's now, awesome.
I can understand it if you're first in line and there are few of these to get, so you have to be there early, but pre-ordering it?
Again, I don't know if these are the pre-order line. I have no idea because I don't have an iPhone, but I can recognize
how cool these are.
Yeah, it's limited. There's still limited supply for sure.
Here's Dutch now. Hey, Dutch.
Hello.
Hey, man, what's going on? You're on now.
I am in line here. I'm about 50 people deep from the store. I can actually see the store in front of me.
That's cool.
Okay, you said 60 people deep right now?
50 people deep.
And at which mall?
I'm at the Perimeter Mall.
Perimeter Mall right now. And here's where we're confused. Did you pre-order one of these phones? Like, is your name on a list? Are you guaranteed the phone today?
Yes.
But you're still in line
early.
Yes, because the reserve line is still about 200 people deep.
Whoa.
The reserve line is 200 people deep. But if you go like midday sometime today, like at lunch, don't you think you'd just be able to walk right up and get it?
Maybe. Maybe not. I don't know. If you saw the phone that I'm talking to you guys on right now, you would understand why I'm here.
Why? Do you have like this old school, like 1980s combat phone type deal?
It's the first generation iPhone with a shattered screen that's got packing tape on it so the glass doesn't cut me.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad.
I've seen it. It's bad. It's taped up.
Looks like a Christmas present. So you're afraid if you didn't stand in line for the phone you already reserved that they would give it or sell it to somebody else?
Part of it is the experience, because I did not do this on the first round. Like, I'm an early adopter as far as technology goes, but in the second part of that is that I realized that it's going to be available in another couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never experienced this kind of craziness before for a product. And I had to come out and see it for myself, especially in a phone that I really wanted.
All right. So explain to us exactly what's going on in that line, what time you got there this morning. Really paint a picture for us.
I basically got here at 5 o'clock in the morning. And my story is a little bit scary because we got here at 5 o'clock. And I'm with Rhett from our video department. We both came down here. And come up to the mall. We came out in front of the Bloomingdale's entrance. And there's probably about 30 people in line or so. So I was like, all right, cool, I'm in. Red shows up, talks me into going to this other entrance because he said there was nobody over there and it may be easier to get through or whatever. We go over to this other entrance, and the door was open to get into the mall. So we were like, yes, some guy was holding the door. We get into the mall, we come down, we're sitting in front of the Apple store at about 5:15 in the morning. And then mall security comes and kicks us out of the mall.
Oh, man. Yeah. Could you just kill him?
Basically, yeah. There's a ton of people. Not a ton. There's probably about, you know, 10 of us that were running in here to the mall. We were at the front of the store all excited. Get kicked out of the mall, then have to go back around to the Bloomingdale's, and then I'm another, you know, 30 people back.
I'll tell you what,
there are two lines. There's the reserve line, which is about maybe 250 now people back. Mm-hmm. And then there is the non-reserve line. And that one, I'm telling you, is at least 500 people. It's wrapped around the mall.
Is that right?
I could see it.
Okay, so I was, because I knew that pre-orders, they had put a suspension on pre-orders. So they still will have iPhones ready to just walk up and buy today?
From what I understand, there was an Apple guy here. He wouldn't get on with me. But I'm trying to get that confirmed, whether or not if you have a reserved phone, you can still come later in the day. I'm sure that's the case. When I reserved it, I reserved mine through the Apple app, actually, online, mm-hmm. or on my iPhone. And it reserved the phone for me in the store on today's date. And I wasn't sure whether or not it would actually be, if I could go tomorrow and they would still hold it, or if they would let that go to somebody who hadn't reserved one.
And they probably like the ambiguity of the whole thing. Like, they want you to not be sure and show up and cause this commotion. And, you know, maybe there's going to be 10 extra that they would sell if you're not pre-ordered, or maybe there's 1,000 extra, or maybe there's 10,000 extra, but they want it to be, you know, just
exclusive, a little bit gray.
Yeah.
Exclusive. We as Americans respond mm-hmm. to exclusivity.
Mm-hmm. Obviously.
This is a question that I would ask Jeff if he was here, because he's sort of the techie on the show and all. But what does this phone do that's so special that people are lining up at 5 in the morning?
Well, there's a couple different things. First, there's the operating software, which you can get on the earlier versions of the phone, the 3GS, which is a huge plus. But it's got a front-facing camera. Something you can do called FaceTime, so you can literally do video conferencing from the phone as long as you're near Wi-Fi. Mm-hmm. So, kind of like if you're on GChat or video chat or Skype, you can do that from your iPhone whenever you're near Wi-Fi.
That's going to make driving so much fun.
Yeah.
Where you could actually look down at your screen and talk to your friends while you're driving in your car. That is awesome.
That's right.
No more texting. We can talk to each other. That's great.
Right now, you've got to have Wi-Fi because AT&T can't keep up. But eventually it'll go, worldwide. Part of the other things are just the fact of what it's made out of. And like I said, the software and the screen also is the highest resolution screen ever available on phones.
And it's HD video, right?
Yeah, you can shoot video just like a flip cam. You can actually shoot video and edit it. They've made editing software where you can shoot and edit your videos directly on the phone and then upload it to YouTube, Facebook, or whatever.
Look at Wendy's over here smiling ear to ear. Like, so cool. Can't wait to get your hands on one of these things.
I wish I could afford one right now, but no, it's a cool camera. And it's got a flash on this camera, so the iPhone right now has no flash.
How much does this one cost?
It's $199 or $299, depending on how much space. All 16 gig or 32.
This is a nice first world problem to have. Oh, my God. I'm not going to be able to get my hands on the new iPhone. Oh, no. I'm standing in line. All right, dude. Thanks for filling us in, man. Are you glad you got up that early to do it?
You know, I am. I'm telling you, I've been living with this phone for months now. And
I understand.
I'm so excited.
I understand,
my friends.
I understand.
I just respect my sleep time too much to get up that early and stand in line for something, especially that's on reserve already.
Well,
but if you're into it, you're into it,
his
man.
His phone looks like a packing, like, present.
It's
like,
really
it is
bad.
Like, taped up. Like, I can understand the cracked screen and having it for months and months and having to have it taped. So I get it.
When Dutch was describing all the features of the phone, it was like Wendy was getting really amped up as if it were foreplay.
Seriously.
Like, she's that excited about it.
Listen, it's the Bert Show.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the any pantsless modeling gig?
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. Think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. In theaters this Friday. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.